Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text that we shall consider comes from the letter of the Apostle Paul to the Christians in Ephesus, chapter 6. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand the devil, or to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. So far the text. In Christ Jesus, God's holy arm of power, might, and salvation, dear fellow redeemed. The apostle closes out his letter with this word of warning about our spiritual warfare against Satan and his kingdom. He acknowledges and warns about the sly, tricky schemes of the devil. And Satan has shown these evil ways from the very beginning. He distorted God's word to Eve by quoting God, but inaccurately, asking, "Did God actually say you shall not eat of any tree in the garden?" And Eve corrected his insinuation by pointing out that if they would eat from that one tree in the midst of the garden, they would die. And then Satan said, "You will not surely die." And Satan was right in a sense. Eve ate of it, and she did not immediately drop dead. But she did know evil. When Satan tempted Jesus in the wilderness, we hear him quoting the sacred scriptures again incompletely to support a false claim in an attempt to have Jesus sin. Now, Jesus was not tricked, unlike Eve and Adam. Jesus was properly armed and stood firm as he always did. And you and I are descendants of Eve and Adam. In our sin, we are vulnerable to all Satan's tricks. Satan's allies, the unbelieving world and the sinful flesh of all people, even of Christians like you and me, are used to trick us away from Christ and his saving word. You may remember the mid-air crash of a military helicopter and a passenger jet over the Potomac River a couple months ago. A prominent figure in our culture made the declaration that all 67 victims went to heaven. Now, maybe they were all Christian, but I doubt it. It's like when there is a celebrity funeral and Amazing Grace is sung. Even though the celebrity is known to have been an immoral, outspoken, blaspheming figure in this life. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound, is sung. The conclusion is that indeed God is gracious, who saves wretches like us. So the God of love will surely bring everyone home to heaven, even such a well-known impenitent sinner. Satan, the father of lies, does not stop his incessant lying, nor do his allies, the one that's the closest to us, our own sinful nature. Again, you know that quite well because you have experience with that sinful nature and how actively it seeks to convince you that you can sin having many, many excuses, and that you do enough good in this life to be found acceptable to God in the end. But my fellow warriors in Christ Church, in your baptisms, you put on this armor of God. You wear Christ himself. You are washed clean in his holy blood, and you are dressed in his righteousness. The armor of God's, the armor is God's undeserved gift to you. And you are strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, not yours. Through faith in him, you are safe. In him, you triumph over Satan and all the powers of darkness. It often happens after a war is won, battles still go on. And so it is with us. Christ Jesus has won the war against our enemies, including Satan. Victory was declared on the cross before he breathed his last and was verified by that empty tomb. Sin, death, and hell are all vanquished for us. But individually, we can still be picked off one by one so that our faith in Christ alone is replaced with confidence in ourselves, thinking we are sufficiently righteous to stand before God. To stand right before God, you and I must be clothed in Christ, the suffering, bloody Christ. And reason concludes that this is a weak and vulnerable position, hardly a position of personal strength. You know, we have pictured on the panels above the altar the armor that God gives us. That's our armor. Looks rather weak, doesn't it? To the unbelieving world, what? What does that baby, what does that man on the cross, and this one, even the notion that he rose from the dead, what does that do you? The armor of God is something you, my Christian warrior, must come up with. So says the world. So says Satan. So says your sinful nature. Remember, the apostle himself was told by the ascended Lord Jesus, "My power is made perfect in weakness." And Paul then was led to boast in his weakness and was strong in Christ. My fellow warriors, always seek to put on Christ. Then you shall stand, despite however you may appear to your enemies. Because in Jesus, you are forgiven of all your sins. You possess everlasting life right at this very moment through faith. And your salvation is secure in Christ Jesus, your Savior. You, like me, are weak. Jesus is the strong man. He, your armor, is fit for battle. And in him, you are safe forevermore. Amen. Please rise for prayer. Equip us, O God, for the ongoing spiritual conflict with your own armor, Christ Jesus, our Savior, that with strength and fortitude we never despair in the strife, but may be able to stand in the evil day against the spiritual powers of darkness. Create in us a zeal for your word, willingly to hear and learn of it, that we may always have our weapons sharpened and ready, so that we may be more than conquerors through him that loved us. Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. May Christ Jesus equip you with his armor, forged by his blood and righteousness, for the ongoing spiritual conflict with the spiritual powers of darkness, that you may be able, by his grace, to maintain your ground, being made more than conquerors through him that loves you for all eternity. Amen.